Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointed Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra continues his exciting teaching titled The Determinant, sharing things that determine how far you go in life. Yesterday, he explained that effort alone is not enough because swift people lose races and strong people lose battles despite their efforts. Today, he continues. Come along.
Then he said, nor bread to the wise. Then he said, I have seen people with wisdom, educated people, but they are poor. You can be highly educated and still be poor. Very possible. And do you know one reason? You know, there is a difference between being educated and wealth creation. You can do things. Maybe very educated. You have 2 doctorates and a professor. But creating money is different. You can have many degrees. But if you don't know how to create money out of those degrees, you'll be where we are. Because it doesn't matter your skill and your talent. You always have to be able to create and manufacture wealth out of it. Otherwise, you'll be very poor. That's why I can see educated people. They could be pharmacists, they could be doctors, they could be whatever, they could be engineers, but they can be poor. Although, generally speaking, education helps you to have bread to eat. But Solomon said, I have looked and I've seen a lot of educated people. They have degrees, first degree, second degree. Some people think that because they had first class, when they come into the world, everything will be okay. In the world, nobody asks you whether you have first class. Do people ask such questions? No. So if you think that because you are always first, you are going to be a rich person, look, you are deceiving yourself. Solomon says, it's not like that. It's not as simple as that. There are other factors. Then he said, nor riches to men of understanding. Men of understanding. The fact that you understand something does not mean you prosper. Jesus was a carpenter. Peter was a fisherman. Peter understood fishing more than Jesus. But when he went out to sea, he said to the carpenter in Luke 5:5, I have toiled all night, I've taken nothing. A fisherman complaining to a carpenter. Although he understands the sea and fishes more than the carpenter. Then the carpenter said, come, I will show you fishing. He took him to a place and showed him a spot. He said, put your net here. And when they had this done, verse 7 says, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes and their net broke. A man who does not understand fishing knows how to catch fish and create wealth and riches more than the fisherman himself. So I said, I've seen people who understand things. Maybe they understand mechanics, they understand how to repair cars, they understand how to build, they understand the human body, but still there is nothing. There are no riches. Although, logically speaking, there should have been. Then it says, no favor to men of skill. Most of the time, when you are skillful or knowledgeable in something, you are supposed to have a lot of favor. But sometimes it's not so. So number one is hard work, effort. Number two is effort alone is not enough. You need something else. Should I tell you what you need? The grace of God. He didn't mention the grace of God here, but I'm supplying one of the key answers. The grace of God. God has to help you. God has to help you. You need some extra invisible help from somewhere. What is the grace of God? I think Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9 describes the grace of God. It says, for by grace are you saved through faith. It is the gift of God, not of yourselves, lest any man should boast. The Bible says that grace is a gift. A gift means something you didn't work for. Then it says, not of yourselves, which means it does not require your effort. It does not require effort because it is a gift. So grace is a gift that does not require effort, and it proceeds from the kindness of God towards us. There are many things that happen to you in life. It's grace. Why? Why has it not happened to other people? Ask yourself. If it is that common, it should have happened to a lot of people. How come it happened only to you? I remember the first time I bought a car, years ago, I was with Bishop Dag, and he had a car. And he was driving, and I was sitting by him in the car. I must have been about 21 or something years old or something like that. Then, as we were going, it's many, many years ago, maybe 30 years ago, he asked me a question. He said, "Kaka, do you like this car?" And I said, "Yes, why not? I like this car." Then he said, "Would you like to buy it?" He said, "I will reduce the price for you." I said, "I would like to buy it." They said, "Okay, I will give you the car. Pay it off at your own time. Whatever time that you have, you can pay off the car." You know, since I was born, nobody has said that thing to me before. And I had classmates, and nobody said that thing to them. So why me? Simple. It was the grace of God. I didn't have to put in so much effort because the price, number one, was slashed, became very low. I didn't have to come up with all the money. I was paying at my own convenience and time. So I was paying small. So whilst I was in my class as a student of architecture, I was the only person with a car in those days. And in my hall, which was Unity Hall, there were three cars. One belonged to me, one belonged to some other guy, and one belonged to my senior brother. So when you come to the big hall, you see only three cars. We are the owners of the cars. What was it? It's the grace of God. Some extra help from somewhere which you don't deserve. And you will think that it's by chance. But if it is random and it's common, why has it not happened to a lot of people? It tells us the grace of God. So Solomon said, you can put in all the speed. You can put in all the effort. You can put in all the wisdom. You can put in all the energy. But let me tell you something. If God's grace is not with you, you won't go anywhere although you are putting the effort. It's a good place to put your hands together for Jesus. You won't go anywhere. The grace of God, it determines how far we can go. It always determines how far we can go. Why? Because there are many things in life you can't control. In James 4:13, James said, "Go to now, you that say." The "go to now" is old English. It means look. "Today or tomorrow, we will go into such and such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas you don't know what shall be on the morrow." What is your life? It is even like a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. James said, you can put in the effort and say, "I will go to America. I'll go to South Africa. I'll get this job. I will settle down. I will work hard, or I'll do this business and I'll work hard, or I'll go to a rich country. And when I'm in a rich country, that's when I will prosper." You can do that, put in all the effort. But there are two things you don't control. Number one, he said the future. You don't know what shall happen on tomorrow. And number two, you don't control your own life. You don't know whether you even be alive. He says, your life is just like what? A vapor. He said, there are two things that are out of your control. The future and your very life. But that you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall do this or that. Then he said, if you put in the effort, always pray for the grace of God. Because if one thing goes off, you can even suffer some serious sickness, like a stroke. Bam! And that's it. Everything will just go downhill. So even being healthy and moving around, you can't guarantee your own life. You would need the grace of God. Say, Lord, have mercy on me. Give me another day, because you can die tomorrow. Every time I've moved into a house and I've built a house, I always pray. I say, Lord, grant me the grace to be able to go and live in this house. Because the fact that you are building a house does not mean you will live in it. I know people who died before they completed the houses. You will build a house, but you won't dwell in it. You will marry a wife, but you will not enjoy her. You will beg her children, but they will go into captivity. Which means drugs can take them captives. Their friends can take them captives. Something can come and hold them. So even your children. Look, you can't say I've sent my children to a good school so they'll turn out well. No. You need the grace of God. Because sometimes one bad friend can alter the course of their whole life. Everything is changed. All the money you invested is going to waste. Misbehaving. That's why you need the grace of God. So Solomon said, effort is important. But from what I've seen in life, as a rich man, you can do everything, but you need some extra help from somewhere. It's called the grace of God.
Thanks for joining us on today's broadcast. Today we learned that effort alone is not enough to determine how far you go in life. But in addition, you need something extra called the grace of God.
So you want to pray this prayer after me? You want to really give your life to Jesus? Be serious. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Come and live in my heart.
Come and live in my heart.
I believe that you died for me.
I believe that you died for me.
Wash me with your blood.
Wash me with your blood.
Be the Lord and Master of my life.
Be the Lord and Master of my
life. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For coming into my heart.
Amen.
God bless you. You may be seated.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, healed of arthritis. So, dear pastor, I was diagnosed with arthritis a year ago. My doctor was surprised because, according to her, I'm too young to have it. Since the diagnosis, I've been in a lot of pain, especially my hip joints. But you prayed for me, and immediately after your prayer, I couldn't feel the pain anymore. I thought it was just wishful thinking, so I waited a whole week just to be sure. Now I can boldly say to the glory of God that I have not had any pain since then. I want to give God all the glory. Put your hands together for Jesus. Thank Him for this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful miracle.
Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kakabading on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakabading AirPower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakabading. It's that simple. Kakabading AirPower app. On the go with a word. The traditional Christian view of demons is that they are disembodied spirits that afflict or possess people. The activity of demons, however, transcends this. Demons can also inhabit buildings, land, or space. Ignorance in this area has led to the uncontrolled activity of these demons. This book by Kakabading titled Squatters will expose you to this truth and give you practical steps you can take to overcome such demons. Get your copy now. You could be living with your enemy. Purchase online at Amazon.com. It is also on sale in selected bookshops. Order this book plus other books through the following means. Call or message us on WhatsApp +233 557 009 010. You can also send an email to info@kakabading.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. Our office hours are 10 to 16 hours GMT.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message or order books through the following means. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakabading.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, Write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you.